In our previous year, we began a discussion about the issur of counting. And one of the issues we raised was that the Rishonim really don't quote this halacha. That isn't 100% accurate, because the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayis does mention this halacha, and in fact, the Rambam is quite machmer in the halachas. And similarly, the Rambam in Hilchos Tamidim Umesafim, Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid, actually Perek Dalid, Halacha Gimel and Dalid, does mention this halacha. The Rambam says over there, and we'll read the words of the Rambam. The Rambam teaches us Kates Mephisim, Oyim the Mehekif, how did they do the pious in the base of Mikdash? They would stand in a circle, Umaskinim Alminyan Shmoinim Meyo Elif, they come up with number, a number that they all agree on. Here from the Rambam, something I mentioned in passing the previous year, it seems that the opinion of the Rambam is that it's a count that is done by, the number is not determined by the Mamuna, rather the number is determined by the Kohanim. V'amamuna oima lahem hatspiu, the Mamuna tells them count. They pick out their fingers, one or two. And if he picked out three, he has counted for three. But says the Rambam, you can't stick out the thumb, because the people who are dishonest, the thumb is short and easy to stick it out and bend it in. And the person who sticks out the gadol eimoinenai seilai, which is interesting, because Pashup Shan in our Gemara, it seems later in the Perek and Daf Chav Gimel, that if somebody improperly stuck out his thumb, it's not that they don't count the thumb, he's totally disqualified from being part of the gadol. Here it says, v'moitzi gadol eimoinenai seilai, that thumb is not counted. Continues the Rambam, the count begins from the person who took off his hat, and they count the fingers, and so do we go around and around, until they finish counting, they get to the number to which they agree to, the person that the count was finished by his finger, who she ate in pious rishon avoda, he is the first person that goes out to do the avoda. Says the Rambam in Halacha Dalet. Why was it counted by the fingers? Not counting the people. Not the people themselves. The fish also limnas Yisrael. So actually now we have found a Rambam that tells us that it's awesome to count people. But there's an obvious question. Such an important halacha that people may not be counted. The place we teach it, is the Rambam teaches it to us while he's teaching us the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, about the gerolas that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Rambam chooses to teach us this halacha that applies in so many different situations. Why doesn't the Rambam teach it to us independently? The Lechem Mishnah makes a very interesting observation. He says, if you learn the Gemara on Daf Chof Gimel in our Masechta, the Gemara doesn't seem to have the same understanding as Rashi, certainly Gerson our Gemara, does not seem to have the same understanding of how the count was done and how to count was done as the Rambam. Rashi's understanding of the Gemara is that no matter how many fingers a person stuck out, every person was only counted for one. And when the Gemara says that they stuck out either one finger or two fingers, what the Gemara means to say with that, says the Gemara according to Rashi's understanding, it really had to do if you were healthy. A healthy person could stick out one finger. A person who isn't healthy can't easily just stick out one finger. He has to stick out two fingers. Another pshat is that the Gemara uses the words yichidim. Talmidei chachamim can be trusted that they're not going to cheat, and because they can be trusted, they're not going to cheat. Even if they stick out one finger or two fingers, they're not going to manipulate. Other people should only stick out one finger. But Rashi's understanding of the Gemara is immaterial how many fingers you stuck out, you're only counted once. The Rambam is very clear not learning that way. The Rambam is saying that we count fingers. That's why it's very understandable why the Rambam holds that if somebody did stick out the thumb, which everybody agrees, there's no machlokes, the Mishnah says it, you're not allowed to stick out a thumb, that doesn't completely disqualify you. Because we're not counting people, we're counting fingers. And that finger that you shouldn't have stuck out won't get counted. According to Rashi, we can't punish you by not counting your finger. Because we never count fingers. We always only count people. And therefore, Rashi has no other pshat but to say that the person who improperly stuck out his thumb is completely disqualified. But now we're learning in the Rambam a very interesting thing. The Rambam is teaching us, and we mentioned this question in the previous year as well. Our Gemara that's teaching us that we're not allowed to count people using our Mishnah as the Raya says, why could they be counted? Why were they allowed to be counted this way with the Goyru? Because they're counting the fingers, not counting the people. And we ask the question, isn't counting fingers a way of counting people? But according to the Rambam's understanding, it's very geschmack. The Rambam is not counting people. Because if a person sticks out two fingers, then it's counted like he's two. And if he sticks out one finger, he's only counted as one. Where would we have a problem? We would only have a problem if every person is counted individually. And fingers are an extension of the person. That's Rashi's understanding. But the Rambam is saying we're counting the fingers and the fingers don't represent people. Because a person can get two votes. So now we understand. So we have here a very fundamental machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi's understanding, based on the Gemara Daf Chaf Gimel, and based on the understanding of the Gemara here, even though it's also to count people, but if you're not counting them directly, you're just counting just the fingers, that's already okay, says Rashi. The Rambam holds that isn't fine. And the Rambam says the only reason they were allowed to be counted by fingers in the Beis HaMikdash, because the finger doesn't represent the person, because if a person stuck out two fingers, he's counted as two. So the Rambam is much more machmer in what is considered counting al yidei davar acher, not counting directly. And the Rambam wants to tell us how far this issur of not counting people directly goes. How does the Rambam tell it to us how far it goes in not counting people directly? The Rambam says, look at the Goyro. We couldn't count the fingers if not for the fact, says the Rambam in Halacha Gimel, that fingers aren't counted because one person, one count. If one person bending gets as many fingers as he stuck out, that's how many counts he gets. The Rambam has a much stronger and much stricter interpretation of what is the definition of not being allowed to count. And actually, perhaps, as we also asked in the previous year, The Gemara says, the Gemara said that Amar Rav Elazar, the Rav Elazar said in the Gemara, Kol. Kol Amonis Yisrael, Oiv Balav. Shnev Vahoy Misra Vnei Yisok Kachol Ayom Ashla Yimad. Rav Nachman Yitzhak Oimer, Oiv Bishlei Vavim. Shnev Ma Lo Yimad Vlo Yisofer. And we asked the question, and we even gave some answers to that question. Why doesn't Rav Elazar agree with Rav Elazar ben Yitzchak? The pasuk does indeed say lo yimad v'lo yisofer. Perhaps the machloikis of Rav Elazar, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, is the machloikis that we're explaining, is the fundamental machloikis of Rashi and the Rambam, and we'll see perhaps later in our shir that other achroim also have that machloikis. And that is, Rav Elazar says, to be over the lab of counting Jews, it has to be shloimad. You're not allowed to count them. As soon as it's a count, alidei dover acher, we don't have a problem anymore. That's Rav Elazar's opinion. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak says, as shloimad v'lo yisofer, means any type of direct count is also. I saw that the Kaf HaChaim holds that if somebody walks into a room and he wants to see how many people are in the room, he wants to see if there's a minion in the room. So he certainly knows Al Gemara, where Al Gemara teaches us that we're not allowed to count Jews directly. But he doesn't open his mouth, he just looks around and counts. Says the Kaf HaChaim that that's Asur. He didn't count. Lo yimad v'lo yisofer. Lo yimad, says Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, says that any type of count is Asur. And that's the difference between Elazar and Nachman Yitzchak. That's the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. But if we try to understand, and I'm understanding this difference of opinion, it really relates to almost every question that we could think of in learning the sugya. As we also asked, there's a question, why may people not be counted? And the way I saw the Achroinim asked the question is, when we speak about the Isser of counting Jews, how are we to look at the Isser? Is the act of counting the Isser, or is the total, accumulating a total of Jews, the Isser? And perhaps that question is dependent on why indeed is it Osser to count Jews. Rashi says that, Rashi in Chumash says that Jews may not be counted because it's an ayin hara. There's an ayin hara when you count people. The Sfarna says when you count people, you bring attention to them. And when you bring attention to them, so then you start thinking, they start being judged, where do they really stand in the world. But there's another pshat. It's a pshat that I saw from the Yaris Tavash. The Yaris Tavash says that as long as you're part of a group, so even if you're not that great, but if you're part of Klal Yisrael, so then you become part of that group, and since you become part of that group, then even if you're not that great, it doesn't make a difference. On the other hand, if you're counted individually, then they look at you individually and you have to look at who the person is. So now, that could maybe be the nafkamina. If we say, and that also maybe is part of the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak. Rav Elazar holds that the Isser is lo yisofer, that you're not allowed to have a total. To make a total of all the Jews is Osser. But each Jew individually, that type of digduk, to count, to what is Osser is to count each Jew individually. The total doesn't bother me. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak says, both issues are a concern, both the total and the entire, both the total and the individual. La yimad represents the total. La yisafer means each individual. Because their question is, why is it indeed usur to count Jews? And therefore, I saw a very interesting letter from the Stipler. As I mentioned earlier, and we'll still speak about this in Mitzvah Shem, there's a big question about taking a census in Israel, because we're counting Jews. So many Paiskim want to suggest that the reason a census can be taken in Eretz Yisrael is because there are not only Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, there are non-Jews that live in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the census doesn't only include Jews. But the Stipler did not want to accept that heter. Why did the Stipler not want to accept that heter? He says, yes, you might have solved the problem of the total, that we don't have here a count of all of the Jews, but we still haven't solved the other problem, that each person who participates in the census is taking part in being counted. So maybe when he's counted, when that total is tallied, the total will not only have Jews, but the Jew participating in a census, maybe is also, according to the Stipler. I saw the Rav Moshe Sternbruch and the Shailos HaTshuvos HaHanchagos, Chelek Gimel, Simen Shin Pei Zayin, also says that would be usur. But because their attitude is that either way, both whether it's a total or it's an individual, it represents an isser. We also in our previous year asked the question, why did our Gemara not bring the pasuk that we all know in Parashas Kisisa, that teaches us the isser of counting, that had to give a matzah a shekel? So there's a number of answers to that question that the Mefarshim give. The Mashas has a very interesting approach. The Mashas' approach is that if we only had that pasuk, we would think that that was a unique situation where the Jews had just done the aver of the eagle, and they needed a kapara, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu established that there should be a count with machzah shekel to avoid, to use it as an opportunity for them to give a machzah shekel and receive their kapara. But that has nothing to do with other situations, and therefore we can't learn from that situation. Actually, that approach of the mashal would be very helpful in answering the question that we began with, that why do we shine them, why do the various svarim that count the mitzvahs not bring down this issur of counting? And now it's very understandable. Because according to the Mashal, that might have been a one-time issur after the time of the eagle, and it cannot be used as a precedent for other situations. That's the Mashal's approach. The Sfas Emes has a different approach. The Sfas Emes says, because if we're not really counting here for a number, we're counting just to know who's going to win the Gaur. And we would think that if the entire point of counting is just to know who should get the Avodah, that isn't called a count. A count is to get a number. But a count to know who should get a job, maybe is not considered a count. That's why the Gemara is teaching us that even that is considered in the Isser Minyan. Another pshat is that as the case of our Mishnah, and as the case that the Gemara quotes by Shaul, where they were counted with Tzorich Mitzvah. Since they were counted with Tzorich Mitzvah, maybe we would think that there is no Isser. Teaches us the Gemara that certainly when there is no mitzvah, when there is no tzorich mitzvah, Jews may not be counted. But even when there's a tzorich mitzvah, like the case of Shoal, they may not be counted. Another pshat is that we would think that only when you have a very large group, there's an issue of counting. But if you have, because that's the case of the Torah, Kisisas Rosh B'nai Yisrael Lefkudeyan, when they're counting all of Klal Yisrael, maybe then we have to be careful in not counting Jews. But that's a very unlikely situation that we will be counting all Jews. In the Midbar, all the Jews that lived in the world were in one place in the Midbar. That never happened again. So we would think that there is no Isser if you're just counting a group of Klal Yisrael. That's why our Mishnah and our Gemara teaches us that we're just counting Kohanim for Avodah. Shaul just counted the soldiers that were going with him to war. A small percentage of the Jews who were in the world. Still, the Gemara teaches us that also in this. That couldn't have been learned from Kisisa. Because from Kisisa, we would think that only if all of Jews are there, is there an issa to count them. Otherwise, there is no issa to count them.